You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we learn all about how to use R in Azure Machine Learning. It's pretty cool. Make sure you tune in. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where we have some exciting announcements and all the cool things are coming out for Azure Machine Learning since Ignite. I have a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Mina Shah. I'm a program manager on Azure Machine Learning. And today I'd like to talk about the R support coming in for Azure Machine Learning in public preview.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about our R support. What does that mean?
Yeah, so a couple key capabilities are coming in for public preview and the initial offering. First will be an R SDK that'll have end-to-end APIs for doing training to deployment for all the core scenarios. We're going to have support for submitting remote R jobs on Azure Machine Learning Compute, ability to do hyperparameter tuning on our hyperparameter tuning service, HyperDrive, and of course deploying R models as web services to Azure Container Instance and Azure Kubernetes clusters.
So basically, if you are an R enthusiast that does machine learning with R, now you have the full suite of capabilities that you had with Python, or is there a little bit of a mismatch?
Yeah, so we're starting off with a core subset of features, so you'll get access to things like creating and managing workspaces, compute, data stores, models, web services, and then additional capabilities will be coming in after we do the first initial public preview.
Fantastic. So I'm used to writing these things in Python. I would just basically new up a workspace, pass in the things, same kind of thing available.
Exactly, and can do all of that in R. Yep.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the AML compute instance, or sometimes called notebook VMs. Do we have any support for R there?
Yeah, definitely. So Azure Machine Learning Compute Instance, previewed as Notebook VM initially when it first came out earlier this year, has been super popular, especially with Python developers, because they're able to easily get an authoring experience with all of their pre-configured machine learning packages installed on these VMs, and they'll be able to do one-click access for Jupyter and JupyterLab. And so we really wanted to have a similar experience for our users in a secure, enterprise-ready environment. So we have a couple of integrations with the compute instance. There's R kernel enabled on Jupyter, so if you want to work with Jupyter notebooks, you can do that. The R SDK will be installed there on the compute instance. And also, excitingly, we'll have R Studio Server, the open source edition, pre-configured on all of the compute instances. So you'll be able to also get access one click to the browser-based IDE for R Studio. So if you're already heavily using RStudio on your desktop or whatever your existing workflow is, you could do that today and get started with RSDK immediately.
So if you have an Azure Machine Learning Compute instance, basically there's a link there that will open up RStudio?
Yeah, the browser-based RStudio experience.
Well, I feel like you need to show me that because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so over here, I'm already in. You can see this is running on my compute instance. And this is associated with the compute instance I created from my workspace. And so over here, I just have a simple script that does training on remote Azure Machine Learning Compute for the Iris Flower data set. And you can see we have all of the same things like getting workspaces, accessing data stores that you could do in Python, but now in R.
So. And that's cool, because I'm looking at it, and basically you have things like get workspace, you have things like get default data store, and you have the other thing. As I'm looking at this, and I'm not as familiar with R as I would like to be, but as I'm looking at this, I'm seeing basically the same structure of things that you would see if you were doing it in Python.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
So if you're already familiar with the Python APIs, it's a pretty easy transition. And if you're not, it's easy to get started. We have all the samples and notebooks online. We can just see over here we're importing our library. So you can install the Azure Machine Learning SDK. If you're doing this locally from CRAN, it's going to be published there, all of the official releases. Or the other exciting thing is our RStK is open source, and so it's going to be over here at this GitHub repository. So all of the latest updates from our team and our developers will be made to that GitHub repository. So if you want to access the latest developments and you don't want to wait for the next release to CRAN, you can just simply install our update from the GitHub repo, and of course, contributions are welcome from the community.
That's really cool. So basically, the whole SDK is open source for our folks.
Definitely.
And because now that I'm thinking about it, basically, you're just making API calls to the services, and you're just wrapping it with R.
Yeah, Yeah, so it's pretty easy to follow if you look at the source code. It's open source under MIT license for Microsoft. And so we just want to make sure that from the get-go, anyone that's interested from the community will get full transparency into what we're doing.
Fantastic. Yeah. So if people want to get started, basically you can, I don't know what they call it, or is it like, I know CRAN is the repository, kind of like pip for
exactly,
Python.
Yeah.
Basically just reference the library and it will be pulled
out. Yeah, so just install it. There's like a simple API call for that, and you'll be able to install it. Yep.
Fantastic. Well, this is amazing. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
I think, yeah, that's it. So, another last thing. So the existing functionality we have in Azure Machine Learning Studio for a UI-first experience with running your R workloads, that's still there, and we'll be making sure from public preview onwards, we're just going to make that experience even better for all our users.
So I'm glad you sort of tied a bow around it. Now we have full R experience in using Azure Machine Learning, but then we also have it in the designer as well, where you can put R scripts like you used to in Studio.
Exactly, yeah. Awesome. So we want to still maintain UI first or a code-driven first approach depending on our users and customers' preferences.
Fantastic. Well, this is amazing. Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks so much for watching and learning all about how we support R in Azure Machine Learning. It's pretty exciting. Make sure you check it out. We'll put some links below to the GitHub repo so you can do it. Again, thanks for watching and we'll see you next time. Take care.